Greetings, beloved. In John's Gospel, the 6th chapter, we find these words. From this time on, many of his disciples turned back and no longer followed him. Then Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We believe and know that you are the Holy One of God." And beloved, I take my stand with Peter on this one. Jesus and Jesus alone has the words that are life to a soul that languishes in the lane of loneliness. Jesus and Jesus alone has the words that can bless a life to bear up under the barrage of the waves of worry that buffet one's life. Jesus and Jesus alone has the words that are like steel in the back of a believer to stand up to whatever giants stand against you. Nobody but Jesus can offer comfort to the weary soul in the words like, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." No one but Jesus can give hope, beloved, to the hopeless. Nobody but Jesus can speak words that cut through our milky malaise of misery with words that challenge us. Do you want to get well? And only Jesus can militate healing to a victimized mentality to say, "Rise, pick up your mat and walk." Nobody but Jesus can speak words of healing to those who lived lives bent over under the burdens of racism, sexism, homophobia, doctrines and dogma, religious ritualism, by saying words like, "Thou art loose to stand strong as God has desired you to stand." No one but Jesus can speak the strange and curious peace that only comes in the midst of the storms of one's life. In me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. So peace, be still. Nobody but Jesus can give hope in what seems like the hopelessness of death to the one who enters the vessel of the silent boatman to cross the bridgeless sea of Jordan with words like, "Let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions, and I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, you shall be also." And then to those left behind, as the burning bitter tears meander down trembling cheeks and the words of unbelievable pain pour from the anguished soul that say, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother, my sister, my mother, my father, my spouse would not have died." And Jesus alone can speak words of hope to the brokenhearted. "I am the resurrection and the life. He or she who believes in me, though they may die, they shall live. And the one who lives and believes in me shall never die." Do you believe this? Yes, I take my stand with Peter. Only Jesus has the words of life. And if you have heard those words of life from our Lord, then believe those words in all of your going and coming. Believe those words with all of your heart. If you have not heard those words, then I ask that you would still your soul in the silence of solitude and allow those words to speak to you as you speak to our Savior, saying, "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening," and let his word seep into your soul, saturating your very spirit with joy and strength. Make it a great day. I'm so glad the tomb was empty, and be encouraged.